Hello, 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 everyone. So thrilled to join you again and be back in the studio at WATD today on Sunday, February 21st. Welcome to Mystical Messages. I am your host, Hillary Harley, stepping in for Jill Jardine, who is off this week. Today, I am so thrilled to bring you my astrology forecast for the next 2 weeks through Sunday, March 7th. Mystical Messages is your podcast gateway to all things metaphysical, intuitive, and the realm beyond the veil. Tune in wherever you subscribe to your podcasts, and you may find me, Hillary Harley, your host, at hillaryharley.com, as well as Facebook and Instagram. Now, before I turn to the astrology forecast for the next 2 weeks, I would like to introduce my very special guest in the WATD studio this morning. I am so pleased to have Catherine Mantis Bennett join me here today. Catherine is the rock star owner of ManifestHandmade.com and is the guru of stones, crystals, and healing jewelry. You may find her exceptional work currently available at AZ Studio and Carol Ann's, both stores located right here in Hingham on the South Shore. Say hey, Catherine.
Hello, hello.
So after I go over the astrology forecast, Catherine will be sharing what stones are healing and helpful for each astrological sign during this particular cosmic cycle we are moving through right now. I'm really excited to have Catherine share the practical application of gemstones and how you can use stones and crystals to support you over the next few weeks based on your particular astrology sign. So now let's turn to the cosmic star happenings for the next 2 weeks through March 7th. So from today through March 7th, I'm delighted to share the great news that as of today, we are out of some major big time stuck energy. So things are shifting. Just yesterday, actually the 18th, 2 days ago, the sun, our will, and how we engage with the world moved into the inspirational water sign of Pisces. This intuitive energy will increase over the next few weeks as Venus gradually joins the party of unity. So from now through March 20th, our intuition, our spidey senses, if you will, are super sharp and on point. So my suggestion is to really trust what comes to you over the next couple of weeks. By next week, this time, we're going to have three planets all in the watery sign of Pisces: the Sun, Venus, and Neptune, the ruler of this mystical sign. So you will feel a distinct gear shift happening between now and over the next week. This gear shift feels more like flowing, gentle, and compassionate. And as I mentioned, the ball is already rolling with this as the sun just moved into Pisces a couple of days ago. So let's talk about this watery final sign of the zodiac for a moment. Pisces is the last stop on the zodiac wheel. Its signature is I believe. Pisces is a water sign, so emotional, intuitive, and empathic. Pisces rules all water and music, film, photography, visualization, what is ephemeral that you cannot touch, imagery, image and fame as well. Pisces is distinct polarities. It is the subconscious, divine guidance, the saints and angels in the angelic realm or the realm beyond the veil, as well as the polar opposite end of the spectrum, victims and victimization, the confined, either those in prisons or hospitals, the downtrodden, and the despairing. Pisces rules the entire spectrum of human experience, from sublime to submission, faith or fear. And I just want to remind everybody that fear also stands for the acronym false evidence appearing real. It is an illusion. So with the sun now out of cerebral and detached Aquarius and into Pisces, the deepest and vast feeling and emotional sign, we see and feel everything. We are super connected to our emotions. Over the next month, it is especially important to trust your gut, your intuition, and instincts. Do not second-guess yourself. Now, let's turn to what just happened yesterday. Messenger Mercury finally turned direct motion. Hooray! For the past 3 weeks, it was retrograde, and it is now moving forward again. So, awesome news. If you have been holding off on any purchases or signing any major documents, it is go time. Now is the time to go ahead. Proceed with major purchases such as appliances, cars, homes, and yes, any technical or electronic devices such as cell phones, laptops, or TVs. It's okay to go ahead and book travel plans or sign any legal contracts. But there is more to this gear shift than meets the eye. Because as Messenger Mercury turned forward, it is important to note that it kick-started a passage for the next 2 months, actually slightly more than 2 months, from yesterday all the way to April 27th. It is really important to note that every single planet is now moving direct motion. So not only that, all the planets in the galaxy will be forward motion for the next 2 months until the very end of April. And this rarely happens. Having all planets direct gear might occur once or twice a year for a week or two, but very, very rarely for such a prolonged period of time. I cannot overstate the importance of this, so take advantage, especially as we are moving into springtime, when it's a time for cleaning house, getting fresh starts, freshening up everything, launching new projects, and getting out. For the next 2 months, all systems are go, so if you're planning to launch anything, now is the time. We will feel in the flow that life is smoother and flowing more evenly now, especially beginning next week. We have two really lovely aspects occurring this coming week. First, on Tuesday, February 23rd, motivating Mars aligns with its elder sibling, the higher octave Pluto, both in Earth signs, meaning we are able to tackle our to-do list and accomplish our goals with more energy and resources. And then, this coming Thursday, February 25th, valuable Venus shifts into Pisces, where she shines especially bright, like the goddess she is. So here she is in Pisces as of this Thursday, the 25th, much more selfless, much more giving. So over the next 3 weeks, Venus gradually is going to pair up with the Sun and Neptune, lending grace and compassion and unifying everyone. We will feel this energetic softening, that things, that life comes more easily and is not as difficult as the past few months have been. This is especially wonderful as we are leading into the full moon in Virgo during the wee hours of this coming Saturday, February 27th. It is actually, as I looked at it, one of the kinder full moons that we have seen in a while, meaning it aligns with Uranus in Taurus, helping us find and utilize resources to help us meet our needs and get any job done. In Virgo, it is health conscious, and we are able to source practitioners or resources we need to solve our health and wellness concerns. So if you're looking for an alternative or holistic or non-mainstream practitioner, you may actually make the connection during this full moon cycle. If you've been seeking different health practitioners, this full moon will really help you find the right one. It also looks terrific for getting the COVID vaccine to many more people. It is a realistic and pragmatic full moon coming up this Saturday, February 27th, and it is super efficient. With the balance of the planets in Aquarius and Pisces, we are focused now on the greater good and collective benefit to all. The next event to watch will be from Tuesday, March 2nd. So that's a week from this Tuesday through the end of that week, Saturday, March 6th. So on Tuesday, the 2nd, Messenger Mercury is at a very strong degree of Aquarius, kind of like a red flashing light. Not only that, Mercury is very closely tied at that time on Tuesday to generous Jupiter, expanding our thoughts and our messages. So the whole stretch from Tuesday the 2nd through Saturday, March 6th, we can expect some major news or key messages to be delivered during that time. So watch out, look for what crosses your radar, and pay attention. This is particularly true as motivating Mars, the kick in the pants that gets us out of bed in the morning, turns into communicative Gemini on Thursday, March 4th. And as if to emphasize any noteworthy news coming out that, you know, this is a week from now, not this coming week, but the following week, as if to emphasize the noteworthy news, Mars in Gemini is all about gathering and sharing information. This placement is really going to sharpen our minds, thoughts, and words. So that is a wrap for our forecast today. Let's turn it over to Catherine Mantis Bennett. Is it okay if I call you Katie?
It's totally fine.
To hear about the most effective stones and crystals to help you manage the energy of the next 2 weeks.
Hillary, thank you so much. That was awesome. I am so relieved to hear that things are really starting to lighten up a bit. I think we all could use that. So without further ado, I'll get right to the signs. So what I've done here is try to offer a prescription, if you will. These are maybe not your typical stone that would be associated with each sign, but will be particularly helpful for each sign right now. So let's start with Pisces. Happy solar return, Pisces. The last few months have likely felt uncertain, but things are getting better now that the sun has moved into your sign. To celebrate, keep your birthstone amethyst close to support you on your spiritual path. And to aid you on days you might feel out of sync, use labradorite to assist the process of transformation. Aries is likely to be energized by the Aquarian stellium. All of the new ideas and energies will feel stimulating and possibly allow for a breakthrough in terms of processing old pain because of Chiron aspecting the Aries sun in a positive manner. So to maximize spiritual growth, I recommend Chrysocolla to support the processing of old wounds for new wisdom. This will also keep you from feeling too prickly as waves of new energy help you ascend. This has not been an easy stretch, however, for Taurus, because Taurus is a fixed earth sign trying to navigate an overabundance of air energy. Self-esteem can take a hit when there's a sense of misalignment, and it's easy to let negative thinking spiral. So, to counteract negativity, Taurus should work with carnelian to manifest the joy and confidence that will serve you as your best weapon to counteract this heaviness of Saturn. Carnelian will also support how your natal sun aspects Mars, which will help with energy if you feel sluggish. Gemini is firing on all cylinders as an air sign. I see Aquarium, Stellium functioning at the wind at their backs. There is an enormous amount of new information circulating, and someone has to translate all that data into workable wisdom. Gemini is the zodiac symbol most likely to have a way with words. So, to make sure those words reflect the intelligence Gemini is fortunate to possess, incorporate sodalite into your spiritual practice. As a water sign, Cancer is starting to feel better after an intense past few years and from their current overwhelm related to the Aquarian energies. The sun has moved into fellow water sign Pisces. Hooray! It is time to come out of your shell. Moonstone will bring comfort, and Mother of Pearl accessories will give you the inner peace necessary to step back out into an uncertain world. Leo is known for its strength, and that is a great inner resource to draw on right now as it experiences frustrating opposition from both Jupiter and Saturn in Taurus. Rather than spinning your wheels in frustration, Leo should view the next few weeks as a crucible for character development that will set you up for success once the sun shifts into fellow fire sign Aries. Amethyst is a stone that will heighten your spiritual growth as well as provide the strength not to indulge in one too many glasses of wine. To boost your intuition, try Tiger's Eye. Virgo is poised for a very interesting month, despite the preponderance of air energy, because of the grand earth trine being made with planets in Aquarius. This gifts Virgo with a superpower. You have the capacity to take in all these new energies and ideas and synthesize them into a positive course of action. The key is you must stay grounded. Don't let the chaos of others knock you off your A game. This month, especially around the Virgo full moon, hold on to hematite so you keep your balance. Late February and early March will give Libra a boost. Libra's social intelligence will be an asset as they take the lead in helping groups coalesce in a positive way as new ideas and a sped up timeline cause other signs to feel shaky. During this time of social distancing, that may mean playing social chair online. It's also a great time to begin planting seeds for summer fun and for thinking about the long overdue parties you'd like to host. So connect with Earth signs Virgo and Capricorn to both collaborate professionally and to remind them how to have fun. That fun could lead to profits down the road. Rose quartz will remind you to collaborate from a place of love. As a fixed water sign, Scorpio would be wise to focus on self-care over the next 2 weeks and even month, which should offer a light at the end of a tunnel as Pisces energy continues to strengthen. The incoming energies and abundance of air energy has been taxing for intuitive Scorpio. Jasper of all different colors and patterns will be helpful for grounding, especially if paired with hematite. Copper paired with both jasper and hematite will help if there's a tendency towards depression. Take comfort. Your dark night of the soul is almost complete. Sagittarius is smiling as the days begin to get longer and extra air energy from Aquarius feeds their fire. Lockdowns have been tricky for all the signs, but Sagittarius in particular is ready to throw off restrictions and roar back into action.
Sure is. I have a Sagittarian sun, and I can assure you this is very true. Be patient with those who do not match your enthusiasm yet by showing kindness and consideration to those still processing the aftermath of 2020. Use turquoise to balance your throat chakra so you can communicate effectively with those you might think of as a Debbie Downer. But don't let anyone dim your beautiful light. Capricorn may feel battered after the extra helping of chaos that defined 2020, but take comfort. The planets in Taurus are favorable to your sun as you find newly firm footing.
the saying, what does not kill me makes me stronger, definitely applies. You've processed a lot of karma over the last year, and it's time to turn all those lemons into lemonade. So now is the time to consolidate what you have learned into a plan to manifest the new wisdom available from the lessons you've learned. So pair up with Virgo and Sagittarius to manifest magic and wealth. Citrine will help you release the past and manifest future success.
And the final sign.
Yes. So 2021 is off to a truly roaring start for Aquarius. You lead humanity in shedding the skin of third-dimensional reality because you access visions that will transform our collective reality as we know it. Because you aren't particularly status conscious or competitive, you may not realize that others envy your mojo right now and may seek to co-opt your brilliance. Do not let them make you doubt yourself. Balance your flashes of brilliance with your intuition. Your sixth chakra, third eye center, is the portal to a brave new world. So own your power by using lapis to help you trust your vision. To thine own self be true. You embody the change we all wish to see.
Wow. Thank you so much, Catherine. You know, that's very true of Aquarius because they're really the sign that needs to march to their own drummer and don't fence me in. Along with Sagittarius. So your descriptions are spot on. That was incredibly helpful information as to how we can best navigate the energy of the next 2 weeks and make the energy work for us rather than, you know, feeling down in the dumps and that we don't have the ability to steer ourselves. So, practical application of healing energy in a beautiful and organic way through the use of crystals and stones. Thank you so much for Catherine for joining me here today on Mystical Messages. Your work is just so amazing and helpful. Please remind everyone where they may find your work on Facebook, Instagram, local stores, and online, or personal appointment with you.
Yes. So it's possible to find me. You can find me on, if you look on Facebook for Manifest Handmade. You can find me on Instagram for Manifest Handmade 77. And I have a website. I'm not currently accepting orders because I am putting in a new line, but I do have a sample of my work up. It's on ManifestHandmade.com. I can be reached through Facebook Messenger to do personal appointments, which those tend to be my favorite because I love to hear who someone is and what their current needs are. There are many, many choices, but nothing makes me happier than connecting somebody with stones that really help them feel they can be their best self. Because, you know, I think there are a lot of different thoughts about what crystals and stones mean. And I don't want to box anybody in and say, no, this is the right way to think about them. What I do know is that people feel comforted and feel better when they feel that they are holding on to or wearing a stone that really represents the person they want to be.
And so the name of your business is called Manifest Handmade. All one word, manifesthandmade.com.
Yes.
Okay. And what are the local stores where people can find you on the South Shore?
So I currently have an installation, and actually, if you look at my website at manifesthandmade.com, you can see some of the pieces. But I am at AZ Studios, and that's on Main Street, Hingham. And I am also in the boutique Carol Ann's in Hingham.
Awesome. Well, I know I have a few pieces of your beautiful crystal stone lines, and they bring me incredible joy, peace, and comfort. So thank you for joining me in the studio to get today to help us know which stones are the best to navigate this energy coming up. And it's a good thing, you know, as a reminder, the energy is really softening from what we've been experiencing over the past couple of months. It's been particularly difficult, but March is certainly looking much more flowing, gentle, and compassionate energy, cosmic star help here. So I will be back here in the studio, WATD 95.9 FM, in 2 weeks on Sunday, March 7th, with your next astrology forecast for the entire month of March. Until then, you may find me, Hillary Harley, your host, at hillaryharley.com, as well as Facebook and Instagram. Hillary has one L in it, so it's hillaryharley.com. And please tune in to Mystical Messages podcast wherever you subscribe to your podcasts to hear my monthly astrology forecasts and interviews with groundbreaking alternative practitioners and healers. Have a great week ahead, everybody. Blessings to you.